Stark, this is Rick Tedding on Marjorie Blomquist. Blomquist is B-L-O-M-Q-U-I-S-T. B as in boy. B-L-O-M-Q-U-I-S-T. M as in Mary. Blomquist, Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E. Date of birth is 8/20/36. And date of visit is 2/7/25. The patient of patient of Melody Jones, M-E-L-O-D-Y-E, Melody Jones, J-O-N-E-S, M-O-L-E-D-Y-E, A-R-N-P, Melody Jones, A-R-N-P. Next paragraph, the chief complaint is shortness of breath and persistent cough. Next, this present illness. This is a 88-year-old female who was recently seen in the emergency room a month ago for cough, fever, and diarrhea. Was treated for a respiratory infection. And had been on a cough med on a PRN basis and was also given Augmentin as well as Tamiflu for viral syndrome period. The patient presently has a persistent cough and no chest pains, but has shortness of breath with activity. She does have a prior history of coronary artery disease and history of CABG and history for valve replacement. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of CABG times 3 and history of aortic valve replacement and mitral valve repair. She also has hypertension, history of chronic kidney disease, and recent history of flu. She had cataract surgery with implants. There's a history of hypertension for 20 years and a history of pre-diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits of patient, denies smoking. No significant alcohol use. She has been exposed to secondhand smoke for many years. Next, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother had an MI. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. She had cataracts and mild glaucoma. She has no hoarseness but has postnasal drip. She has shortness of breath and cough. No abdominal pains or GI bleed or diarrhea. And no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. No depression or anxiety. Then has easy bruising or bleeding gums. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. She has some urinary frequency. And no flank pains. Next, physical exam. I'm sorry, this next is med list. Included Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID. Bumex 0.5 milligrams BID, Verapamil 240 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, Losartan 25 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, mild pallor, and no clubbing, minimal peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 20 over 70, pulse 76, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 148, saturation 97. HENT abnormal sphatic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracic megaly. chest, equal movements of decreased excursions, and the refined basilar crackles with scattered wheezing bilaterally. Heart, the absence of irregular, that's one in S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of one pus, no gross motor sensory deficits. And cranial nerves were intact, no skin lesions were observed. Next paragraph, impression number one, interstitial lung disease. Possible UIP. Number two is bronchiectasis and chronic bronchitis. And number three is a history of hypertension. Number four, history of CHF and atrial fibrillation. And number five is coronary artery disease. And next paragraph, plan, the patient will get a CT chest without contrast and a complete PFT with lung volumes. So it's given Ventolin and Halo-2-Pulse TIDPRN. Tesalon Pearls 100 milligrams QIDPRN for cough. CBC said rate ANA, RA factor, anti-DNA. And TSH should be done this month. And a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Melody Jones, M-E-L-O-D-Y-E, Jones, A-R-N-P. Thank you.